So once again, I want to focus on in Parshas Vayakel. Why in Parshas Vayakel Mitzvah Shabbos precedes the Malachas HaMishkan, and in Parshas Kisisa Malachas HaMishkan precedes the Mitzvah of Shabbos. Also, once again, Parshas Shkolim, we have Chazal tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu had difficulty understanding the Mitzvah Machzis HaShakel until HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him Matbea Shal Eish Mitachas Kisei HaKavod. So once again, what was difficult to Moshe, why a fiery coin, why from underneath the Kisei HaKavod? We're approaching the Shabbos was Shabbos Mevorchim Chodesh Adar Beis. We're approaching the Heilige Yontif of Purim. And in the Megillah we find another concept of machzis, of half. Whenever Esther approached Achashverosh would tell her, whatever you want, Esther, ad chatzi ha-malchus, until half of malchus, until half of the kingdom. And we know that wherever HaMelech is mentioned in the Megillah, the Zohar HaKadosh says that it's a reference to the Melech Malchei HaMelechim. Esther wasn't simply approaching Ahasuerus, she was approaching the Ribbono Shel Olam. And if that's the case, the Ribbono Shel Olam was telling her, Ad Chatzi HaMalchus, what does that mean? Chodesh Adar is the month of Mechias HaMalek. And I pointed out many times, the Pasuk says, Vayavay HaMalek, Vayilachim Em Yisrael, but Refidim HaMalek came and fought with Yisrael and Refidim. And Chazal say that Refidim is made up of two words, Rifyon Yadayim, the loosening of the hands. So we need to understand, what does it mean that it says, Chazal say, Kim Sherafu Yadayim, and HaToyrim Yad Vayavay HaMalek. As soon as Chal Yisrael loosened their hands from the Torah, immediately HaMalek attacked them. What does it mean that they loosen their hands from the Torah? Should have said they loosen themselves from the Torah. And we see that the battle with Amalek had to do with the hands, because as the Pasuk says, Kashi Yara Moshe Yodai V'gavar Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu would lift his hands, B'nai Yisrael would be victorious, Kashi Haniach Yodai V'gavar Amalek, he would put his hands down, Amalek would be victorious. So the battle with Amalek had something to do with the hands. And we need to understand what that is. The Pasuk says, Timche Ezechan Amalek Mitachas HaShemayim, erase the memory of Amalek from underneath the heavens. The words Tachas HaShemayim seem to be extra. Obviously, we're going to erase the memory of Amalek from underneath the heavens. We don't have the ability to do it above the heavens. So, why does the Pasuk need to say Tachas HaShemayim? The Pasuk concludes, Ki Yod Al Keis Ka Milcham Al Hashem Amalek Midor Dor. And Chazal darshan from the fact that it says case and not kisei, that ein hakisei sholem, that Hashem's throne is not whole, ad sheyemochesh moishal Amalek, until Amalek is eradicated. So what does that mean, that Hashem's throne is not whole? Chazal tell us in Masechet Yoma, gedoyle tshuva shemegas ad kisei ha-kovod. Tshuva is great, to the point that it reaches the Kisei HaKavod, that reaches the heavenly throne. What does that mean, that tshuva reaches the Kisei HaKavod? There's another Gemara. The Gemara says, Lo Yehoyu Yisrael Ruyim Lo Yisa Maisa, that Klal Yisrael were really not on a level to worship the eagle. However, it was orchestrated from above. The whole Chet HaEgel was orchestrated from above. Say Chazal, Lohoyos Tshuva L'Rabim, in order to teach Klal Yisrael for all future generations that even a Rabim can do Tshuva. Even when a multitude of people do an Avera, they can also do Tshuva. So Klal Yisrael wasn't on a level to worship the Eagle. It wasn't really our doing. It was orchestrated from above to teach all future generations that a Rabim can do Tshuva. Chazal go on to say, Lo Yehoyu David Roi Lo Yisa Maisa. David HaMelech was also not on a low level to commit the whatever he committed with Batsheva. Ela lahira is tshuva liyachid. That was also orchestrated from above to teach Klal Yisrael for all future generations that an individual can do tshuva. And the kasha is, why does the Rebbeinu Shlom need to orchestrate such terrible averas from above in order to teach us that we can do tshuva? It says in the Torah, v'shavto ad Hashem alekecha, it says explicitly in the Torah that we can do tshuva. So why did the Rebbeinu Shlom have to orchestrate such examples? So I'd like to suggest the following. We find in the Sfarim HaKadoshim, in the Zohar HaKadosh, that there are two types of tshuva. One is called tshuva iloa, and one is called tshuva tatoa, the upper tshuva and the lower tshuva. Now, there are many different explanations as to what is tshuva iloa, what is tshuva tatoa. Most of these explanations are Kabbalistic, and most of them are beyond, way beyond our grasp. So I'd like to, if I may, suggest an interpretation, an explanation of tshuva iloa and tshuva tatoa, which is within our grasp. And that is that tshuva, I want to suggest that tshuva iloa is when we do tshuva in a case where the sky was removed from above us. And tshuva tatoa is when we do tshuva in a case where the ground was removed from beneath us. And I'll explain. Let's say a person serving Hashem, waking up in the morning, davening. If it's a male, he goes to shul and he davens, and he has a seder before davening. And he learns, or he has a seder after davening. Person goes to work and serves Hashem while he's at work. His dealings are with honesty, according to the Torah. Person tries to make a Kiddush Hashem wherever they go. An Eved Hashem, serving Hashem every step of their life. And the person feels connected, the person feels a connection to the Rebbeinu Shloim. When the person davens, the person's davening with it's a heartfelt tefillah. When the person learns Torah, the person feels connected to the Rebbeinu Shloim. There's no gishmaker feeling than to feel connected to the Rebbeinu Shloim. And then, all of a sudden, that connection is taken away. That feeling that a person feels connected is taken away. The person feels all of a sudden the person feels rejected or dejected. The person doesn't feel connected at all. The person is trying to go through the motions the same way they've done it until now, but there's no feeling of a connection. The sky was removed from above him. And so the person begins a tshuva process, but not a tshuva for doing any avera. It's a tshuva iloa. I want to return to my iloa. I want to return to my lofty status. I want Rebbeinu Shloim, give me back that connection. I yearn for a connection to you. I long to feel the love. I long to experience the awe. I just long to that, to have that connection once again. That's tshuva iloa. And then there's a case of tshuva tatoa. That means when the same person who's trying to serve Hashem, and the person feels connected and all the same. And then the person has a terrible nisayon. An nisayon to look at something that he shouldn't, to act upon something that he shouldn't have, whether it's ben adam lamokay, ben adam lachaveir, ben adam laatzmai, whatever it is, an assayan, and the person falls through, the person commits an aveira. Not only does he now feel disconnected, the person feels tame, he feels contaminated. He's done an aveira. So now, what is his tshuva going to be? His tshuva is, Rabbeinu Shlalom, forget about connection. Rabbeinu Shlalom, forgive me for rebelling against you. Forgive me for committing an aveira. Forgive me for contaminating my neshama. It's a tshuva because the ground was removed from beneath us. It's tshuva tatoa. But in the case of tshuva tatoa, the case where the ground was removed from beneath us, the person doesn't have the chutzpah to say, Rabbeinu Shlalom, I yearn for that connection. I yearn for to feel your love. Because the person feels so contaminated, he'd be happy if the Rabbeinu Shlalom would just forgive him for rebelling against him, for committing the Aveira. And the worse the person's nefila is, the worse the person fell, the more the person is just going to focus on, just, Rabbeinu Shlalom, forgive me. Forgive me for contaminating myself. The person's not going to focus on the Eloah. The person's not going to focus on the connection. And that's the mistake. The mistake is that even when the ground is removed from beneath us, even when we falter and we do averus, we shall not, we should not suffice with quasi tshuva, with Rabbeinu Shlalom, forgive me. We need to beg the Rabbeinu Shlalom to reinstate our status as it was, and even greater. Rabbeinu Shlalom, give me back that connection. I long to be connected to you. I'm not going to suffice for just forgiveness. A person needs to do tshuva iloa even when the ground is removed from beneath them. A person shouldn't settle for a halfway. And we see this by the Chet HaEgel. By the Chet HaEgel, Klal Yisrael committed the worst avera possible. We worshipped Avodah Zarah. And this was right after Kabbalah Altoida, right after the time that we saw the Rabbeinu Shlalom Panim El Panim. We were on the highest level possible. We were enjoying a Kirvas Alekim like no one has ever experienced before. And then we worshipped the Egel. And the Rabbeinu of Klal Yisrael does tshuva, and the Rabbeinu Shlalom says to Moshe, fine, I forgive them. Hinei malachi yelech lefanecha. My malach will now walk in front of you. Says Moshe to the Rabbeinu Shlalom, nothing doing, Rabbeinu Shlalom. Im ein panecha hoychim, if you don't walk with us the way you used to, al taleni mizeh. Don't, I'm not going any further. We're not sufficing for tshuva tatoa. We're going for tshuva yiloa. We're shooting for the stars. We want the kirvas of the kim that we had before we committed the aveira. That's what Chazal tell us. Lo yahoyo Yisrael ruin lo yisamayse. Elo lo hoyro is tshuva that Amad Rabbeinu Shlalom. Of course we know we could do tshuva. The Rabbeinu Shlalom wanted to show us what type of tshuva we're supposed to do. Don't suffice for halfway. When you do tshuva, go all the way. Demand kirvas alekim like it was before the avera. David HaMelech, we can't even fathom what it means for a Melech Yisrael to commit the type of avera he did. So you would think that David HaMelech would ask the Rabbi Yishlam, you know, forgive me for the Avera. No, David HaMelech says, Hashiva Lisa Soin Yishecha. No, return to me the joy of your salvation. That's written in that capital. David HaMelech says, don't take away Ruach HaKodesh. I want Ruach HaKodesh. I'm not going to be satisfied with halfway, with Kaparas Avonis. I want Madregas. Lo yahoyo David roi lo yisamayse. The Rebbe Yishlam wanted to show us how to do tshuva. Don't be satisfied with tshuva tato. Go for tshuva iloah. Beg the Rebbe Yishlam to reinstate the connection, as if the avera never happened. So when Moshe Rabbeinu heard the Ribbono Shel Olam say, tell every Yid to give a machtzis ha-shekel, to give a half a shekel. The machtzis ha-shekel, Chazal tell us, was a kapara of the Chet Ha'egel. Was an atonement for the Chet Ha'egel. L'chapar al nafshei seichem lefnei Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu understood from the machtzis ha-shekel that the atonement is only going halfway. Niskashe Moshe. Moshe, what do you mean, Rabbi Nishleilam? You told me that you're going to be with us like Solachti Kidvarecha. You told me you're going to come, you're going to reinstate our relationship the way it was before we committed the chait. What do you mean, Machtzis HaShekel? So the Rabbi Nishleilam said to Moshe, no. Quite the contrary. Not the bottom half. Tell Klal Yisrael to give the top half. Tell Klal Yisrael, do you know what matbea I want them to give? The matbea that's going to go tachas kisei hakovod. The matbea that's going to fill the pagam that happened in the heavenly throne. We're talking about Hecher Yizachin. We're talking about tshuva yaloi here, not tshuva tatoa. I'm not. My kavana was not for the bottom half. My kavana was for the top half. When they do tshuva yaloi automatically, everything else, the bottom half is automatically taken care of. Let them focus on the matbeah shel eish that goes in the kisei akavit kizegitnu. That's what they should give. Don't tell them not to give the machtzis hashekel, the bottom half. Tell them to give the top half machtzis hashekel, the kizegitnu, the matbeah shel eish that's going to go and into my kisei akavit. And that's what Chazal tells us. G'doyle tshuva shemegas ad kisei hakavod. That's how great tshuva is. A yid has the ability to do tshuva, to be able to correct the kisei hakavod. Klal Yisrael, every yid has the right to do tshuva. Tshuva iloh. That's how g'doyle tshuva is. In the time of the Nes of Purim, Klal Yisrael was on a very low level. It says in the Gemara, "Hishtachavu letzelem," they bowed down to an idol. In the Henu Sudas Shloim Sayrasha, they went to the Suda of Achashverosh. It was Klal Yisrael was a very, very poor, pitiful picture what Klal Yisrael looked like back then. And when Esther approached the Melech Malchei Amlochim, to beg the Rabbeinu Shel Olam to forgive Klal Yisrael, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam said to Esther, Ad Chatzi HaMalchus. until half the malchus, I'll give you. And Esther was a wise woman, and she said, Rabbeinu Shalom, it's a deal. I'm taking the top half. I'm taking the Matbeah Shalesh, that's Tachas Kisei HaKavod. I'm going to take a Beis HaMikdash. I'm going to take a Kabbalah Satoira B'Ahava, a Lech Kenoises Kola Yehudim. Tremendous Madregas that Kla Yisrael didn't have until then. Kimu Mashi Kiblu Kvar. Esther went for the top half. Tshuvi Iloa. And that's why on Purim there's a concept of an Ahapachu. Of everything is upside down, topsy-turvy, because Esther went for the top half first. Instead of ascending from Tshuva Tatoa to Tshuva Iloa, the Rebbeinu Shlom said, Ad Chatzi HaMalchus, I'm taking the top half. We're shooting for the stars. We're not going to be satisfied with just Kaporas Avonis. I want a Beis HaMikdash. I want a Kabbalah Zatoi to be Ahava. And that's why after the Nes of Purim, Esther approaches the Melech Nachamu, approaches the Melech again, and says, Yinosein gam mochor la Yehudim asher b'shushan, please give also tomorrow. The gematria of Malchus, the numerical value of the word Malchus is 496. Half of that is 248, which is the gematria of mochor. Esther said to the Melech, once I've already taken the top half of Chatzi HaMalchus, now you know Sen Gam Mochar, you might as well just give me the bottom half too. Because that's the way it works. If you do Tshuva Yiloa, Tshuva Tato is included. If a person satisfies themselves just with Tshuva Tato, the person remains disconnected. When Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, we were in Memtesh Shari Tumah. The lowest level a Yid can possibly be. And the Rabbeinu Shalom told us when we left Mitzrayim, don't be satisfied with small madregas. I'm taking you as a nation. You're going to be mekabel the Torah. You're going to be able to see me ponim b'ponim. You're going to be on the highest levels possible. When Klal Yisrael, as long as Klal Yisrael believed that, and as long as Klal Yisrael realized that they have the koiches, they have the strength to accomplish tachas kisei hakoved, that's fine. But when rafu yedeihem min ha-toyre, when they loosen their hands from the Torah, thinking that our hands are so tamei, our hands are so contaminated, we can't accomplish anything above the heavens. It would be enough if we accomplish here Tachas HaShemayim. That's the koyach of our hands. That's called Rafu Yedeihem in HaTorah. When a Yid doesn't realize the power that their hands can have, that our Machtzis HaShekel is not the bottom half. It's the Matbea Shalesh that's Tachas Kisei HaKovet. When we don't realize that, that's when Vayavay Amalek. That's when Amalek comes. Amalek wants us to believe that all we have, the only power, the only abilities that we have when we're coming out of Memtei Shari Tumah is Tachas HaShemayim. And the way we overcame that is Moshe Rabbeinu lifting his hands towards the heaven, showing Klal Yisrael that our hands don't only have a koyach tachas hashamayim, they have a koyach above the heavens. Our hands have the ability to contribute a matbea tachas kisei hakoved, a matbea shel esh tachas kisei hakoved. But as long as Amalek is still within us, Ein hakisei shalom. The kisei hakavod is not whole because we're not contributing any matbeis. We're not contributing any fiery coins tachas kisei hakavod. And the kisei hakavod remains lacking. Ein hakisei shalom as long as Amalek is still around. Melechas HaMishkan is a avoda which represents Tshuvat HaTorah. It's us building here in this world. We're building upwards. Shabbos represents Tshuva Iloah. It represents the Rebbeinu Shloim showering us with Kedusha from above. Parshas Kisisa is before the Chet HaEgel. So before the Chet, a Yid can work gradually, starting with the Mishkan and concluding with first Tshuva, first the Avodah of Tatoa, and then reaching the Avodah of Iloa. After the Chet HaEgel, the Rebbeinu Shloim says no. If you're going to only focus on the, if you're going to start with the Mishkan, you're going to get stuck there. You're going to think that you can never get back to the connection that you used to have. Start with the upper half. Start with Shabbos, and automatically the Melechas HaMishkan will follow. Start with Tshuva Iloah. Shoot for the stars. Don't satisfy yourself with small madregas. Go for Tshuva Iloah. Go for the connection. Go for Ruach HaKodesh. Go for Sasson Yishecho. Go for understand that whatever you do is a Matbea Shalesh in the Kisei HaKovet. And automatically, the Mishkan will be built. The Lev Shalom, that we should all be Zeiche to do Tshuva Iloah, to give the Machzis HaShekel of the Matbea Shalesh Tachas Kisei HaKovet, to reach the Chatzi HaMalchus, the top Chatzi HaMalchus, the Chatzi HaMalchus of Binyan Beis HaMikdash and Toira B'Yahava. And that's chus, we should be zoiche to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash B'Korev and to Tshuva Shalema, that should be Akis Hashem Sholem, Akisei Sholem, B'Vias Mashiach Tzidkenu B'Meheru B'Yameinu Amen.